one summer night, Lionel Scritchie and his friends were doing what all good citizens do when the night begins to fall. Discussing important philosophical topics. Or, when that fails, playing a good game of chess. Or, when that fails, reading all the new comic strips from the morning paper. Or, when that also fails, just sitting there shedding on the carpet. Or, when just everything fails, sit together and watch MTV.
For me, sexuality is just like normal human sexuality, but instead of looking at a spreadsheet from Playboy of a beautiful woman on a bed with big breasts and whatever, you're looking at a picture on your computer of a vixen on a bed with big breasts instead.
It's not a hobby. It's how you view life. You don't view it as a human anymore. You view it from a different standpoint.
I spent the night in their room, and it was great. And I was in a fursuit while he wasn't, and we had sex. It was like, you know, we're sitting there, and it just kind of happened.
What the hell are they talking about? I can't believe my eyes. This is not what furry fandom is about. Where did they find such misfits?
Oh, what a disaster! This is so horrible! What will all my friends say? Everyone is going to watch this tonight!
Come on! They are so obviously lying, no one will believe them, and hey, this is MTV! People will have forgotten about that by next week!
But just remember the report about live-action roleplayers! It was the topic for more than 2 weeks, and boy, what a D-laugh about them!
Hi, everyone. I'm home. You won't believe what I... Hey, cool. Gay plus your first porn on TV. Didn't think of recording it? Whoa, look at what the fat guy on the right is doing. Quick, turn on the VCR. We have to record them.
Poke, you moron. Don't you see what you're doing? The entire school will laugh about me, and you don't give a damn about that!
Whoa, hey! Is it possible that our little Wixie is a tiny bit uptight today? Or is it that time of the month again?
No, it's not that time of the month again. And even if it were, this had nothing to do with the fact that you are acting like a perverted, sex-crazed maniac again. And we have to pay for it.
Hey, I'm just building on my reputation.
Poke, don't you think this is not enough for today?
Hey, it's not my fault that Michelle the charge you deal with there is so keen on political correctness that she flinches each and every time when someone says the word sex. See? Sex. Sex.
Poke, cut it out. Would you mind going outside and chill?
Hey, what's your problem, Fluffy Kitty? Don't get your maid all carved up. Just because I give Miss Peachy Bilgeboob something to chew on.
I said, out!
Silly love.
Come on, Laurie, calm down. You know how he is. Calm down. Good, Vixie.